Hello.
Hey, Tammy, it's B.
Hey,
Honey.
honey.
Hey.
Well, did you get the text because she sent to me? Okay.
Yeah, I'm working on getting something from the closing from our attorneys, which is the title company, saying that we can close in 2 weeks. It's just having that by the end of day today. I mean, I hate to say this, but I just can't see them getting that back to me so fast. But I will try my best to get that right away, and we'll just say that we'll close and yeah, we'll just try to push the close for 2 weeks. I did talk to her about the offer too, and we're gonna have to up the offer. $69.9 is what it's asking. I'm gonna put in an offer for, I don't know yet, but something over that.
Okay.
So, hey Tammy, how much is it gonna cost you to move out of your property?
I don't know, 'cause I'm gonna have to have paid to have to people to help me move. You know that. I'm gonna have to have I'm gonna get my son-in-law and his trailer, and I'm gonna try to get my brother-in-law with his trailer and then my truck.
Okay. Well, but you're not paying those people to help you move. So that's family, right?
Oh no, honey, they gotta get paid.
Okay.
It
I mean, I don't know.
might be family, but no, they want money. Especially his side. My side ain't as bad.
Okay. Well, Tammy, this is what I can do. I can offer you $75,000 in a new purchase agreement. We'll put in an offer. I want to do, I mean, gosh, it's just so hard to say. I really, what I need to do is I need to talk to my team and just get more advice on it. I need to get with the title company to see if they can even write up a letter. And the issue that we're dealing with here, Tammy, is like, how much money do you guys have right now?
None.
Yeah. So that's
You know,
the
the
other
first of
thing.
the month we're on disability, and
Right.
my husband don't drive at $143 a month because we're married.
So, Tammy, let me explain this to you really fast. So what they asked was an earnest money deposit, and who we're up against are real are other investors who are putting up front $3,000. We don't have the cash to submit within 2 days for this property because we don't have that cash until we close on your house.
Well, then I don't know what to do.
I mean, I know this house is beautiful and it's perfect, and I want it just as bad as you want it. But now I'm thinking what we need to do is we just need to close on this property, close on your property, and do a 2 month rent back. And we
A
take 2 months
what?
to look. So what it is we'll buy the property and then you stay in it for 2 months. And that way you have the cash so that for any deal that comes up like this, you have proof of funds and you have $3,000 on hand to just put down on a house. But I'm gonna have to trust you to, hold on to that money for the next house over the next month or two while you're looking. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can't go borrow the money and then I'm gonna be stuck and you gotta throw me out. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's, Tammy, that's not at all what I want to do. I want to protect you and all of your interests. It's just that now that this situation has come up, I mean, it just makes me realize what we're up against out there.
Yeah, I had to put money up so I could get this one.
So,
You know,
maybe.
luckily the guy that I had my place in Roanoke gave me money to put down on this one. I had to put $5,000 up on this one. Then he gave
Right.
it to me out of what he was out of the money that I was getting from him for this house. Because I didn't take I blew the bank's mind. They had to bring a truck in to give me my money because I wanted cash. Right. We don't have that much cash in here. Can't we send it to us? I don't have a bank account. I want cash.
Mm.
And so they,
well,
you know, but I have a bank account now. Okay.
I mean, this is the other thing I can do is I can talk to my team and see, you know, but like I'm going to have to call the CEO and have a real candid conversation with him and see what he's willing to do. You know, it's not solely up to me to make that call to front a few thousand dollars.
Well, it's gotten like that everywhere you go. When you go try to buy a house, you got to put up so much.
Right.
But the question I got is, if I put it up and it don't work out, do I get it back?
So am I just losing it? No, they don't keep it. They don't keep that money unless they, one, accept your offer, and two, I mean, you're not going to lose that money because we're going to buy your house no matter what, you know, like we're ready to buy. So
mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's, you're not going to lose that money, but they'll only take that money if they accept your offer. So if they don't accept your offer, they're not taking that.
Okay.
So those are our options. I'm gonna call the CEO and have a conversation with him today and see what we can do. Now, what I need from you, Tammy, is those emails that you got, those are from the title company. And they're going to have some instructions of information they need you to fill out. So if you can get that done as soon as possible, that's going to be even better for us.
Try that again. You're breaking up.
I'm sorry. We had a cell phone tower go out in my area. That's why I couldn't take your calls earlier.
Now, I know I done got three different things from Katina or Katrina Williams.
Yeah.
Okay.
So read through those. The next step for you is to fill out any information they're asking from you, and that's going to help us be able to move this along faster.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna call my boss and see if I can't see what he's going to allow me to do, and I will let you know.
All right, because it sounds like I might not get this house.
Anything's possible. I just want to be very real with you and let you know, like, we're not fighting other people who want to move into a house. We're fighting investors who have a lot of money for this kind of stuff. So I'm willing to put in an offer above asking price for you, though. I am willing to do that.
Okay, but the thing that I'm asking, once you do that and they accept all that, and after the closing costs too, what am I going to have left?
Well, make sure you have some money left, Tammy. It's just, I got to figure out first if we can even put in an offer, because if we put in an offer and we can't even, and they accept it and we don't have the deposit that they want, then... You know, then what was it all for?
Yeah,
so,
I can understand that. And we've got to have the money to go with the offer. I understand what you're saying on that part.
So that's what I'm going to go try to work on right now. And if I can get the go ahead from that, then I'm going to call the attorneys. But it's 4:00 on a Friday. I mean,
yeah, no, you're looking at probably Monday before you can really do a whole lot. But just try to that keep me in the loop.
Okay,
Don't leave me hanging all weekend.
I will not leave you hanging. I'll let you know. And I mean, I'm fighting right now, and I'm gonna keep doing the fight.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll get on the phone. I'm on the phone now. I'll go back into the emails and read up on all the stuff that your lawyers sent me, and get that done.
Well, thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon, Tammy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.